Right, there's a lot of very interesting figure. There's a lot in the Rechayim. Try to get a handle on some of it. So let's start with the Ran that we saw before Shabbos. The Ran is the Kasha. In our Gemara, we have a Shaila. By doing the Foshes, you go also right. Seems to be a Chayka. Seems to be a Machaykas Ravina and Ravuna Beit Yavashur. Ravina says we go also right. And even by dinin nefashis, and Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua says no, since it says v'yitzilu eidah by dinin nefashis, you can't go b'asar rod. But then there are three cases. We have one case of Ben Sarah Meira after 2 and 3 months. The Rabbina said that could it be that it is hukar ubra if his wife would be or your latest neshiva, maybe it would be hukar ubra. But we go b'asar rod. That's why you need gimel chadashim. That's why this gimel chadashim for Ben Sarah Meira, not at 2 and 3, because we go b'asar rod. And Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua said, no, we don't go Basar Rav. So why do you need Gimel Chadoshim? Because even if your latest Shiva needs Gimel Chadoshim to be a Gubra. So that's one case. Then we have a case of Edom Choshim, where they're off by one day. So the halach is that we say that the Ruba the Inshi are Toya Bibur the Yacha. And it's considered to be, therefore, it's not our Kosha, and we accept the Edos. Even with Abedin and the Choshim. So that's right. That's where we go Basar Rav. And then there's a third case the Gemara has. And that's where you have a Tana with this Katsha, Bas Gimel, she was in this Katsha. And the Brisa says that Habola is Bemiso. So why is Bemiso? So maybe she'll turn out to be an Eilis and it'll be a Kedusha Toros. So it seems to be that we go Basarai. Well, it's the Zeicha, maybe he's talking about Bola Avio. And the Gemara said, no, but the Lashon of Rais is that Achas Mikol Arayis Shebetorah. Any Arayis, even Arayis that come about through the marriage itself, the Mumasim Al Yodah. And that's Arayis again, that we're not choshish that she's going to turn out to be an islandess. And that we do go Basarai. Gemara's Doicha that Arayis, no, maybe he's talking about the Kibbal Olof. So that Arayis was Doicha. But the Arayis from Eidim Mukhoshim when talking about Doicha. And that seems to be Maskanis of Gemara. That's the Maskanis of Gemara, that we do go Basarai by Dinah Rafashis. The Ran passing that way as well, that we go by Basar by Dinah Nefashos. That's the Gemara. So the Ran asked, what's the whole bayah, and how could it even be what's its machlokes? So the Gemara in Chulin says, Minohani Mili Dom Rabban Zil Basar Ubra, what's the makor that we go Basar Ubra at all? So first the Gemara brings Achir Abim Lahatas. So the Gemara, that's only Ruba the Issa come on. What about Ruba the Lesa come on? Says the Gemara, we learn that Mak of Vimoy, Dilma Lavavavu. Or we learn that from Ritzeach, maybe the Rokham Nekev Nikev. Maybe it's a trefa. So you see that we go Basar Rav. So Feresh Gemara, that we go Basar Rav. Feresh Psukim, that we go Basar Rav. The Chiv Ritzeach is built on the fact that we go Basar Rav. The Chiv Makov Bima is built on the fact that we go Basar Rav. So what's the word? How could it be a Machlekes in Agamar? Says the Ran that it's different. That over there, it's Yevsha. If you're going to be Choshish for a Miut, then you're never going to be able to kill a Ritzeach. So it's Yevsha. By us, we can kind of in for 2 and 3 months. We have to have it for 3 months. We'll have it for 2 and 3 months. It's not called. It's not a yefsha. We have to say that the bat gimel is mumasim al yoda. We kind of the din of eshes ish by gedola. After she becomes a gedola. So here already, the Gemara is not so sure that we should go basar. We should go basar. Right? So Reb Shimon in Shai Yosha in Shai Gimel, it's a perek aleph. Talks about our sugya from Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. He talks about our sugya, but Sech HaDvaran quotes this Ran, and he understands that the Ran is really saying the chiluk that the Gemara says over there in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, after it brings that the Mokav Haroiv is from Akal Bimoy and from Ritzeach, the Mokav Nekev Nikev, the Gemara says no, it's not a Raya. Maybe over there it's because it's Efsha. Maybe there we're talking cases. There it's Efsha. There's no way to find out if it's really his father or not, so we have to rely on the right. How else are we going to know? We have no other way to be Mavar. But Mokam Nekev Nikev, there's really no way to be Mavar. We have to rely on the right. So there we rely on the right. But the Mokam where it's Efsha, Plashavshai means the Mokam where it's Efsha, where I could be Mavar, Rashi says over there, I could be Paydik for all I shecht an animal. I don't have to rely on the right. I could, it's very difficult, but I could open up the animal and dissect it, send it to the pathologist and check for all aching traits. So of course we don't do that because we rely on it, right? But theoretically we could. So maybe we don't go Basar Rav. The Gemara Taka doesn't come out with the Teretz Betz. So how do we Taka know that we go Basar Rav even when it's Efsha Levar? When it's Efsha. So that's what actually discusses. From bottom line, Taka says, how do we know? The Gemara says, from there's no right. So where is the right? Where's the Mokra? So Rashi is tutzal that maybe it's halacha mashim Sinai that we go basurai when it's even when it's efsher, or maybe it's maybe the maskan will have to not everything from Achir Rabim will have this. We won't be mechalik in Nubat Yisakaman, Nubat the less Sakaman. Al Kapanim in the Gemara itself over there, there's a chiluk between Esher and Yesher. So Rav Shimon understood that the Ran, that's what the Ran is referencing. When the Ran says a chiluk, that in that Gemara it's talking about words Yesher, and that Gemara it's talking about words Esher, the Ran is referencing the chiluk that the Gemara itself makes. That by Makalov Imoy and by Ritzeach, it's Yesher. In that Gemara it's a case where it's Esher. I mean, it will be a new shot in that Gemara. Not like Rashi. That Yesher and Esher will mean not Esher Levar and Yesher Levar. I mean, some it's also not Eshel Levar, Hagen Levar. It's a hypothetical case. It means that there'll be a new pshat in that Gemara. That Eshel over there means the whole din will be bottled. The din Ritzeach will be bottled, so we have to go Basarayv. The din Makalvim will be bottled, so we have to go Basarayv. But where the whole din won't be bottled, so then we don't have to go Basarayv. No, he's saying that that's. The Gemara itself is Mechalik me Eshel and Eshel. So Rashi learns Eshel and Eshel means Eshel Levar and Eshel Levar. That's not relevant to Agamemnon, but Tzoyim is also Yesh Levar. Shimon seems to understood that the Ran is referencing that Gemara, and he has a different pshat in that Gemara. But the Gemara over there is when the Gemara is mechalak between Efsher and Yesher, it means by Ritzeach you have to go Basarayv because otherwise you're not going to have it in Ritzeach. By Makavim you have to go Basarayv because otherwise you're not going to have it in Makavim. But I don't think it's a shot on the Ran. That the Ran is referring to the chiluk the Gemara over there makes. Because, and this I mentioned before Shabbos, the Ran, at the end of the Ran, the Ran is Messiah, after he makes this chiluk from Esher and Yesher. He says, and that's why in our Gemara, the Gemara focuses on the Yitzilu Eidl. Not the Lashon of the Ran verbatim, but he says, Mishum Hochi, that's why the Gemara is totally the Machlokes in the issue of Yitzilu Eidl. And it's very not clear in the Ran. It sounds like a non sequitur. So what does that have to do? He's going to chalak in the Esher and the Yeshu, which is a chiluk the Gemara over there makes about Reuven in general. That maybe that it says we go Basarayv is only when it's the Yeshu, when it's Esher. Maybe in general we don't go Basarayv. The Gemara is not talking specifically about dealing the Fashas. What does he want over here? The Ran is Messiah. And that's what the Gemara wants from Vitzilu Eidl. I think that Loilam, the Pshat in the Gemara over there in Chulin is like Rashi. That Esher and Esher and that Gemara means it's an Esher Levar or Yeshu Levar. That's not the chiluk the Ran is making. The bottom line is that we go Basarayv, it says in that Gemara, by Dinin of Fashas. And we go Basarayv even when it's Efshel Levar, the Gemara doesn't know how we know it. Maybe it's Halachah L'Moshe Mishinai, but bottom line is we go Basarayv, that's that Gemara. The Ran is saying a different chiluk. The Ran is saying something else. The Ran is saying that in our Gemara, there's a different. The Ran is saying a new chiluk, not a chiluk that says in that Gemara in general. It was the chiluk the I'm not going to say the chiluk the Gemara makes over there in Chultin Efsher and Yesher is not only a chiluk by Dinin Nefashos. That's not a Gemara about Dinin Nefashos. It's a Gemara about Reuven in general, and the Gemara is making a chiluk about Reuven in general. That it's a bigger that maybe you can only rely on a Reuven when it's Efsher Levar. When it's Efsher Levar, maybe you can't rely on a Reuven. And the Ma'aseh Halacha is that we rely on a Reuven even when it's Efsher Levar. Even when it's Efsher Levar, we still rely on a Reuven. And the Gemara is not sure how we know that from that. That's what Rashi grapples with. But the bottom line of that Gemara is we go Basarayv, and we go Basarayv whether it's Efshel Levar or Efshel Levar. And it would seem from that Gemara that we go Basarayv by Dinin Nefashos too, because we go by Basarayv both by Ritzeach and by Makal V'Yimut. So the Ran asks, what about Agamara? Says the Ran, in Agamara, it's different. Because in Makal V'Yimut, saying a new svar. By Makalav Imoy, if we're not going to go Basarayv, the whole din will be bottled. And by Ritzeach, if we're not going to go Basarayv, the whole din is going to be bottled. Hashenkin and Agamara, the din of Tzoyimor is not going to be bottled. The din of Eishasish is not going to be bottled. So that's why in Agamara, the Gemara is not sure if she's going to go Basarayv, and that's why it's totally in the Yitzilu Eidl. So again, it's not so clear what the Ran is saying. What does it have to do with the Yitzilu Eidl? Number two, it's very hard, because if in fact if the Ran is saying a chiluk that by Makov Imoy it's a special thing that we go Basarayv because otherwise the whole thing will be bottled, so how do you learn the Gemara in Chulin? So how could the Gemara in Chulin learn from there a mocha that we go Basarayv in general? Maybe we'll be over there Basarayv because the whole thing right there will be bottled, but by Basar B'Cholub, where Basar B'Cholub won't be bottled if we don't go Basarayv, so who says we should go Basarayv? The Ran is, I'm going over ground, some of this is ground that I covered before Shabbos, but the Ran is altogether, the Ran is strange. Well, the Ran is strange in two camps. The Ran is strange first as the Lashon of the Ran. What does he want at the end when he says that that's why the Gemara talks about Bitzilulai? That just means it has a role by itself. Number two, the Ran is share. If, in fact, there's a difference between cases where the whole halacha will be bottled, like by Yetzeach and Mimakro Vimai, and there it's more obvious that we go Basar, right? And cases where the Torah is not going to, this mitzvah in the Torah is not going to go down the drain if we don't go Basar, and then maybe we don't go Basar, if that's a chiluk, so then it's share the Gemara in Chulin. How can the Gemara in Chulin want L'chadchila to learn out from Yitzhak and from Akav Vimoy the halacha of Roiv? Maybe there it's different because the halacha is going to go down the tubes if we don't go Basar Roiv. So if the Ran is referencing that Gemara, if when the Gemara over there is Mechalat and Esher and E-Esher, then it's good. That's Gemara's Kasha. That's good for what the Gemara says. You can't learn out from there because the halacha is going to go down the drain. But I don't think it's Mashman around that way. It's Mashman around that he's saying a new Svar that has to do with the fact that it's totally going to be Tzilayim. So anyway, the Kisra, I think the Pshat on the Ran is, the Kasha is a company, but the Pshat on the Ran I think is Poshim. The Ran is saying like this, L'Oilin where you go, we always go Basarayv. That's the Gemara in Chulim, we go Basarayv. You see, B'Makalabim, we go Basarayv, and Ritzayim, we go Basarayv, and we go Basarayv all over. Rayv is a beer, and it's a beer for dinner for us too. And that's not even debated in Agamar. Rav Huna Bar Dibshu in Agamar does not argue on the fact that Roiv is a birur that is of sufficient magnitude for Dinah Nefashis. No, he agrees. Roiv is a birur for Dinah Nefashis too. The Hunu Beishu is coming with a new svar, V'Yitzilu Eidah. That maybe V'Yitzilu Eidah should undermine the Roiv. Notice, we have a chiyuv, based on as a chiyuv to be matzil, as much as we can, to be matzil, so to be malamitz close. So maybe our chiyuv of V'Yitzilu subverts the halacha of Roiv. That's Rav Huna Bar Yishua's Kiddush. Says the Ran, so it's like we're going to have to explain how this works. How does Yitzilu subvert Roiv? How does it undermine Roiv? But the point that I'm making is that the Ran is saying that Rav Huna Bar Yishua is not saying Roiv doesn't work by Dinah Nefashos. That's, you see from the Gemara in Chulin, that Roiv works by Dinah Nefashos. On the contrary, one of the part of the source for Roiv is by Dinah Nefashos. One of the sources for Roiv, two of the sources for Roiv, is from Dinah Nefashos. Of course, Roiv works by Dinah Nefashos. Rav Huna Bar Yishua is would not argue that. Rav Huna Bar Yishua agrees that Roiv works by Dinah Nefashos. I mean that it's enough of a beer for Dinah Nefashos. Rav Huna Bar Yishua is just mechadish that the Yitzilu Eidah undermines the Roiv. The Chi of Hatzalah makes us look beyond the Roiv and undermine the Roiv. Says the Ran, the Chi of Hatzalah is to save an individual. But there's no Chi of Hatzalah to save all the Roivs from in the world. Would save all the makovim is in the world. That can't be. There's no din v'yitzilu eidah. Let's throw out the parsha v'etzeach. There's a chiyuv v'yitzilu eidah. If we can save this one guy and get him off the hook on a technicality, then we have a chiyuv v'yitzilu eidah. We have no chiyuv v'yitzilu eidah to save all the reitzchim. So meila gemara in chulin, when we're talking about reitzchim in general, dilmalav, maybe makom nekiv nikiv. We're talking about makovim in general, dilmalav avavul. It's a general question. It's going to be to get to all makovim. So there can't be a din v'yitzilu that says let's wonder maybe he's not avav. If you're going to do that, you're going to lose the whole din of Makal V'Imai. So there's no din of Yitzilu over there. Now, Shank and Agamar, we're talking about an individual. When we're talking about an individual, then already there could be a din of Yitzilu. I think that's the pshat, the pshat in the Ran.
What's the difference in an individual? Aren't all Ratzchim made up of many individuals?
So if we were talking about the level of Birur, so level of Birur is the same thing. Right? All the Ratzchim are individuals. But you're talking about the Chiv Hatzalah, if the tactic that we're going to use for Hatzol is going to get all the rights come off the hook, so then that kind of Hatzol we don't do. Don't do a Hatzol that's going to save all the rights. If we're going to do this V'Yitzilu Eidah to wonder, really there's a Roiv. We don't have to worry about it. There's a Roiv. You want to do a Hatzol and say you want to deploy a Hatzol. Get a smart lawyer and for V'Yitzilu Eidah he'll somehow undermine the Roiv and say no, maybe Mokum Nekim Nikim. If you're going to do that, then you're going to get all the rights from again off the hook. So we don't have a chiyuv hatzolah to be matzil in such a way that it'll get all the rights from off the hook. Because that far, the Torah doesn't want us to be matzil. That's exactly the point of the Ran. If we were talking about the din roiv in lechat chila, and where is roiv applicable? So this is not a chila. A roiv is about applicable to the nefashos, and what's the difference in individual or many? If roiv is a birur, it's a birur. But says the Ran, no, roiv is about a birur. It says roiv by din nefashos. That's the Gemara Chulin. If God about it, enough of a beer for dinner fussus. The need is, but do we do a Hatzol? So there, it says around, there's a big Machum L'chal. To be Matzal individual, we have a Chiyuv Hatzol. To be Matzal, the Reitzchim has a class, that we don't have a Chiyuv Hatzol.
this is the case, why does the Gemara ask from testimony by Beis Mikom of Bachodesh? I mean, even if Bachon or Rabbuna Breda Rishon should agree with that, that we should follow the room.
Why? We're not going to be involved in the whole din. We're going to allow, if one of Yeshua says, let's not allow Eidus where they're off by a day. We're not going to be Mavatul Halacha of Eidus. They don't have to be off by a day. That'll be Hatzal. We'll be Matzal all of the people where they have a discrepancy of a day.
And that's feasible? So.
Yeah, why not? Because we can't do such a Hatzal that's going to get everybody, it's going to set all the criminals free. It's not going to set all the criminals free. It's going to set free those criminals where the Eidus was the Chatchil, not so great. The Eidus was off by a day. So we relied on the Roiv. Says Rav Huna B'Shua, V'Tzilu Eidus. Don't rely on it, right? It's illegal.
Isn't the Rosenberg
also not getting all murders? It's only getting murder with a sword. Well, all murders have to kill with some kind of wound, so there's always some trauma. I mean, I guess you could have poisoned them, and then there wouldn't be a. Yeah, I don't know. That's Rekashin Ram, not Rekashin.
Okay. Even still, let's say that he was a trefa. Let's say I drown a guy or I poison him. Maybe I killed a trefa. So he could still be popular, huh? Would we check that? We would do that. We would open it up and check if he was in training.
That's the Gemara.
Why would one be able to be mechal between being able to be matzio? Everyone as opposed to the individual, the lashon on the pasuk is eidah.
No, but you later than we save the eidah. Means the eidah saves the person.
We may be forming slightly differently in the sense that there's still a hatzala, but just in case where the hatzala would end up. Of
Ruby
Matasa, that's a bigger value that we care more about Ruby
Matasa. Okay, we can say Mesukzah.
Have
to see the Lashon exactly how
we
said.
The language is the precedent, is that we have it by Stukim Ramodeva. Right? So something that's Stukim Ramodeva, we're not mocked or somebody Bechova in general by the Nefasha. Because we're afraid, like,
maybe you have to see the Lashon Rana. I'm not sure how the Lashon Rana will go. Well, then, yeah, I know it doesn't matter. The point is, I want to bring that from the Ran. Is this Nikuda that I see in the Ran that the Ran learned up Pshat in the Sugya that it's not a machlekes between Ravina, it's not a machlekes whether Rav is good enough for Dina Nefashis. That's the Gemara Chul, Rav is about a good enough for Dina Nefashis. It's a machlekes whether we save Yitzilo Eda, because if we save Yitzilo Eda, that'll undermine the Rav. And now that's what I want to next address, which is how exactly does that work? How does Yitzilo Eda undermine the Rav? If there is a Din Rav, the Emes, there is a Din Rav by Dina Nefashis. And because we have a choice, we could come and be matzil. So to save all the ways, we're not going to be matzil. To save one way, say if we will be matzil, if we'll be matzil, if we'll save Yitzilo Eidah, that will undermine the Rav. How does that work? If the Rav is good, then how does Yitzilo Eidah take it off? So that's what I want to address. So start with the following. We're going to get to it. We're going to put this on a back burner because we're going to get to it slowly. There's an Asivus. Not in this question at all. It's in the Sivas. It's not printed in the Sivas. It's printed in Chalos and Shuvas Chem Deshloime. Simon in Eben Ezer. Simon Yud Aleph. He brings their whole Shuvah from the Sivas. The Sivas asks the Ran's Kasha. I don't know if you have the Ran. He asks the Ran's Kasha. What's the Suffolk and what's the Machalikas Nagamah? It's Gemara Chulin Befeirish. Do we go Basurai by Din Nefashos? Lakavima Yerzeach. That's question number one. Question number two asked in the Sivas. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that we go basuroi from Kiddushik Tanu. Why don't we choshish? Maybe she's islands. And it's. How could it? So the Gemara wants to be doing. No, that's not a raya. Maybe we don't go basuroi. Maybe in Chirami, if somebody would be Bola, a stranger, maybe they're not Chayim Misa, maybe she's not really Neshes Ish. The Brisa says that Mumosim Al Yodah, that Mumosim Al Yodah, says the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? That maybe it's talking about what? V'Bola Avio. So that's not totally in the Kiddushim. It's Tama Erev. So it's saying Abbas Gimel, she's Roy Labio, so first of all, Abbas Gimel is Rav Avia, so Baal Avia is Chayim Misa. Ask the Nesivis, what did he gain? Baal Avia is also a Rav. Maybe he's made Dilma Lav Avia. Hell am I, because we're relying on a Rav. No, so you see again that we go by Dina Fosh's boss, all right? interesting kasha. So it's worth pointing out, Lefila Rav is not sure. Yeah, Baal Avi is also right. But that's a right, but if you're going to worry about it, then you're going to get off all the Baal Avi is off. So that we can't say, that we can't say the Tzilah for. But the Kapodim, Mesivas didn't have the right, it's not working in the Ram scheme. So Mesivas asked this kasha, what's the Rebbech of Baal Avi? So the Sivas brings a Gemara Kiddush in that pay. The Gemara says, Yechanan, that Malkin v'soiklin ala chazokus. What does that mean? The Gemara has several cases. But one case the Gemara has, that you have a lady, and yeah, a mother and her son, and they grew up together, and everybody knew that this is a mother and a son. And then, one day, it turned out that the son was by the mother. So the halachas, we so the chayiv misa. Even though we have no raya, maybe she's not really his mother. Maybe she's not. Maybe he's not really her son. We don't know. Just everybody assumed it's a mother and a son. They were living together like mother and son all these years. So the mother says, we rely on that. It's good enough. We're not mistopic. Maybe we don't really have any raya. Who knows? Maybe it's not her son. Maybe she picked them up somewhere. It doesn't matter. For as long as anybody remembers that they were living together as mother and son, so we don't question that. And the chayim is. Well, then there's another case. You have a family. They're living together. A father, a mother, or kids. Everybody thought they're a family. And then also such a case. There's an erva. And the Gemara says we rely on the chazakas. Soiklin ala chazakas. Or you have another case. Chosuk nida b'shchein herself by Malkus. A woman was all the Shechinahs assumed that she's a Nida. She put on the big day Nida, they had a special begodim, and the Shechinahs all assumed that she's a Nida, and then the husband was Boiler Basra, and he's Chayim Malkus, because Malkin ala Chazokas. It's a concept, Malkin ala Chazokas. The Pshat in that concept is that even though we don't really have any right, we don't know for sure she's a Nida. How do we know she's a Nida? Just like a Nida Shechinahs. We don't know for sure that this is her family. Maybe it's not a family. Maybe it's a bunch of strangers living together. But everybody assumed all this time that they're a family, so we don't question. So look, we're not. In that which everybody assumes for Dovah Poshet, that which is we have assumed up till now is true. We don't all of a sudden question that when some kind of chiyuv is precipitated. Exactly what that door is. It's a big shot. What that door is a lot what we talk about, but. We're just making us whole as well. But it seems to be this concept that if it has congealed the assumption this is a family, then we just assume they're a family. We don't go and open up old files and check if that's really so or not. The Yushami says, how long does a chazoka take to happen? What if the family just moved in? Like I know, or how long exactly does it take for this chazaka to take to kick in? So the Yishami says, Lamadiyah. After 30 days that the new couple, a new family moved into the neighborhood, for 30 days they were muksik as a family, so we assume that they're a family. More, less than that now. It takes 30 days for the chazaka to set in. And the Rambam writes that way as well. The Rambam brings his halacha in Perek Aleph of Yisuri B, halacha chof. Maybe we happen to have a Rambam of the Ram Surabia, just by some chance. Anyway, the Ram brings it lalach. Okay, I can get it out of here. It won't take long. If it doesn't hang up on me. Halacha, Ramam Surabia, Aleph, Halacha Chaf, okay, more luck. Misha Uchsuk B'Sheh Bosa. Somebody was Uchsuk that this is his relative. Donavoy al Piachazok. Afal Pisha Ainsham Raya Brush Zekar. Even though we have no real evidence, no solid evidence that it's a relative. Umalkin Vesorfin Vesoiklin Vechimkin al Chazokazu. We rely on this Chazok even for Misa. Keitzah. Pesha Uchsuk Shizuach Isai. It was huksak that this is his sister, or ibito, or imai, ubole, ba'edim, hares aloike, or nisraf, or niskal. If you have a piece of ancient, raya brush, zui, achoiso, or imai, or ibito, ele bechazoku bulvar. My sevisha achashabol Yushalayim, betinak murkub la alksefa, the woman moved into Yushalayim with her baby, vigdilosi, becheske shubno, and she raised him, and everybody assumed it's her son, ubole, beavil, the basin of the siklu. And they brought her to the basin, and then the son was boiler when he grew up. And they would recycle him. They relied on the chazaka that it's her son. The Ram here doesn't say the Shir Lam Yoyim. The Ram says it by the next halacha, which the Chayim is the same thing over here. The Ram is another halacha. Ish v'isha shabom u'dinas hayom. Hu oimer zeis ishti v'yomer zeh b'ayli. So there the Ram said the Shir of Lamed Yom, which is the Yushami. Presumably you have the Shir of Lamed Yom by all of the other, by Achaisoy and Imay and Vitei. What's the difference? It's all the same, the Chorish should be the same Shir. Then the Ram adds something. Says the Ram, Raya Ladinzeh, a Raya to this concept of Soiklan al Chazokus, Mashedona Torah b'Mekal Oviv, Umaka Oviv, Sheyumas, Uminayin Lonu Raya Brua Shezeh Oviv. Ela bechazaka, kach shak koydim bechazaka. This is Yushami. Yushami says this, that a riot for this concept of soiklan al chazaka is from dinim makor of bima. So all the chayim ask, what's the obvious kasha? What? Yeah, the most in chulin is based on roiv. Not on this halacha of lahmud yoyim and soiklan al chazaka. It's a roiv. The gemara in chulin brings this as a makor for dinim roiv. How's it a riot for the concept of chazaka? So the Nesivus is like this. The Nesivus is addressing all these problems. Number one, the Ram's question. What's the Machalikas we asked? We almost arrived by the Nina Foshas. Number two, the question of what is the Gemara answer that Bola Abiyah? What's it about? That's also right. So what did the Gemara get? Number three, the Kashan the Ramah. The Ramah says that Bola Abiyah is Midin Soiklan Allah Chazokas. But the Gemara Chulun says that it's Midin right. So he says like this. The Emes we could ask the Gemara Chulun itself. What's Taka the Raya? That what's the Raya from Maka of Imoy that we go Basarai? Maybe we don't go Basarai. But we have a lock of Muksakos, Soiklan Allah Chazokos, the same way Bala Chaisai. How do we know it's a Chaisai? There's no Raya that it's a Chaisai. But we have a, since Lamad Yoim, it's Uksak Lamad Yoim, this is a Chaisai. So we assume that she's a Chaisai. So it's Uksak Lamad Yoim, this is his father. So why isn't that enough? What's the Gemara? It's catching the Gemara. The din of soiklan al chazokas is not only Yushalmi, it's a Babli, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin. That soiklan al chazokas, if for 30 days, right, Babli doesn't have the name, the word 30 days, but it says in Babli also that if it was Huxek, that this lady is his sister, so he's chayef for Baal HaChosek. Is there a right? There's no right. But everybody's assumed for the past 30 days, this is a Chosek, so he's chayef for Baal HaChosek. Everybody's assumed all this time that this is her son. Is there a right that it's her son? We don't know that it's her son. They moved into Yerushalayim several years ago, and everybody assumed it was her son. Where's the right? There's no right. But soiklan al chazokas. So what's the raya by makal v'imay and makal v'imay that we go bust the right? Where's the gemara's raya? Maybe that's also built on the concept of soiklan al chazokas. Ask them to see. So what could be a terrace? Maybe this already we could say a terrace. You haven't been seen as that. So how could we answer that? It's interesting. Where's the raya that we go Basarai by Alta Vima? By Maka Alta? Loyola, maybe we don't go Basarai. But for the last 30 days, everybody assumed, last 13 years, the last 13 years has to be the Maka Alta Vima has to be by Mitzvah. The past 13 years, we assume this is his father. So there's a Chazoka that it's his father. So we have a Chazoka. So we have a taste that we go Basarai.
Chazaka
only establishing the right.
Yeah, once you establish
the right. Well, Chazaka's only establishing the right. By a chosay, there's no right. Just everybody assumed it's his sister, so we assume it's his sister. You know. Looks like it. Everybody
who live together this long are part of the people who are the population who would be brothers and sisters. Majority of people who
mean, that's also kind of a... Taylor's assuming that... What's the right... Problem is, if it's a roi, then why do we need a chazak? Let's say Husqa need a shenasa. If it's a roi, so why do we need a chazak? Seems like it's not a roi. It's just, Lamaisa, everybody's assumed that she's a nidah. No, not without basis, not without foundation, everybody's assumed she's a nidah. So it becomes, it's a new concept of Husqa. Husqa. Husqa now chazakas. She's Husqa as a nidah. L'chore, if it's just. So if the chazak itself will be built on a roif, then why would I need to come out of the chazak? Now, the answer is you could say maybe chazaka really means roif. Maybe soaking on chazaka really means we go bust a roif. No, I also want to say that. I think this is my idea. That soaking on chazaka means roif. It's a kind of roif. That there's a roif that if people are living together, you know, as a family for 30 days, there's a roif that they're a family. But that she's wearing, if they need this, there's a right that she's a nidah. It's just another way of saying a little bit less like that's very hard to. That's very difficult because I need a sugya to tell me that you go bust the right for Malkus. This kind of right. Soiklin ala chazakus. It's really a kind. It's a particular kind of rubber less like. And it could be. There is a base mayor in the way that the sugya of soiklin ala chazakas, it doesn't mean anything fancy. It means that the rubid alessa come on. What's the 30 days? I guess the 30 days creates the rubid alessa come on. People live together for 30 days as a family. There's a right that they're a family. So like, everything's really a right. The Nesivah is assuming that though. The Nesivah is assuming there's a special, and most achrayim assume that though, that there's a special concept of soiklin ala chazakas, that the fact that for 30 days it's been established, it's been assumed that they're a family. So now we don't open up the old files. It's sort of now that becomes the working assumption. We don't open up every time we have a shaila halacha. We don't go back to the ma'aseh liberations. Things that everybody assumed we were allowed to rely on. So everybody assumed this is a family. We're allowed to rely on it. Everybody assumed that this is a nidah. So we're allowed to rely on that. It has a shir 30 days. Once 30 days, we don't go 30 days back and try to revisit all the old things. So again, so the question is, what's traveling more in chul? Where's the riot by Makkah Avimah that we go bust the riot? Maybe it's based on the fact that for 30 that it was he was chuksik as his father for 30 days. So the Nesiva says, I'm maybe a little bit elaborating with the Nesiva says, but the Nesiva learns that it's different. By Makkah Avimah, if there would be no Rav, a Rav Bila Zachar Abal, then there would be no yuchzuk, there would be no chazaka either. Because imagine a world in which there was no roi bila sachar haba. That's hard to imagine. Look out the window, but imagine a world in which there was no roi bila sachar haba, and nobody had any idea. Paternity was totally nobody knew anything about the paternity. And 30 days too, and. And you know, for 30 days, two people are living together as father and son. Would that create a chazok with the father and son? I don't know. What kind of chazok? The father doesn't know this is his son. The son doesn't know that this is father. Fathers in general don't know who their sons are. In the world, nobody knows anything about paternity. So just two people saying, you know, we're gonna live together as father and son, it wouldn't mean anything. Because we know that the chatchila, nobody knew who's the father and who's the son. So how is they're saying so for 30 days going to do anything? The chazaka of a family living together as a family, that after 30 days we don't have to check it out and we assume that they really are a family, is predicated on the fact that the family themselves know who they are. The family themselves know who's the father and who's the mother and who's the brother and the sister. So when they were living together as a family, so we don't have to go check out their credentials and bring us your birth certificate. We assume that if you've been living as a family, so we assume that this is a family. We don't have to establish it. But the underlying predicate over here is that that's because families know who they are, and families know who the brothers and sisters are in the family. So we don't ask them to prove it. The fact that everybody's been assuming that this is a family. But if you, in a world in which there was no such thing as a father and a son, because there was no right bilus acharabal, in such a world, then living together for 30 days as father and son will be meaningless. You're like, you take two strangers and you put them together in a room and say, you call yourselves a brother for 30, brothers for 30 days. That's going to make you brothers. The chazak only happens in a world in which, you know, there's some coherence, there's some, people know who the brother is, they know who the son is, they know who everybody is, and then you don't have to prove it, because if everybody's assuming that you're a family for 30 days, then you're a family for 30 days. That's the aleph. So it's made like a mar chulin's posh. Without a rive, there would be no such thing as knowing who your father is, knowing who your son is. In a world in which there's no such thing as knowing who your father is, knowing who your son is, so what does it make, what would it matter if you said so for 30 days? The saying so for 30 days is nothing, because we know that you don't know, and you never knew. So how could there be a chazak? It's Maram Shutim, really. So now he goes a step further, though, than the Siva is. He says, but now that there is a Rav, that we know who the Father is, and we know who the Son is, and the Father and the Son know who they are. So now, after 30 days, there's a cycle in Al-Chazakas too. You know, like this. Let's start with the good of free. You know, with this hanukkah, let me say it differently. So with this hanukkah, that you need the rive to get the chazakah off the ground. Well, that's basically his idea. You need the rive to have the chazakah. The chazakah that 30 days gives you a chazakah that your family and something other chazakahs is based on the rive that we know what paternity means. And that there is such a thing as paternity. Once we have the rive, then we have a concept of circle ala chazakos. We don't ask you to prove it, we can be circle ala chazakos. So with this in mind, he goes down to the next step. The question of the Ram. Agamar has a machlokes, do we go basarayv and dinin nefashos? And Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua says, by dinin nefashos, we don't go basarayv. So the question was, how can you tell me that? So Gemara Mefresh is in Chulin. That we learn out rayv from Makka of Vima. So you see the fairs that we go basarayv by dinin nefashos. Says the Nesivis, it's not a raya. The oilam, maybe Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua is right. That by dina nefashos, raiv is not enough. You need more than a raiv. We don't rely on a raiv for dina nefashos. But the Gemara in Chulam that says that Makal Vima, but my Makal Vim Yechayim, that's talking about a case where he was already muksik as his father for 30 days. So of course he needed the raiv to get off the ground because he didn't have the. But the raiv lechatchila and his father wasn't talking for dina nefashos. The raiv lechatchila, this is my father and this is the son. That was not talking about dinin nefashos. That was just to establish this is the father and this is the son. There's such a thing as a father and a son. Now that the Rav is telling me that there's such a thing as knowing who your father is, knowing who your son is, so now if for 30 days they live together as father and son, now there's a chazoka, and now we have a new rule that's cycling ala chazokas. So ultimately, why are we cycling over there? We're cycling ala chazokas, not on the basis of the Rav. The Rav gets it off the ground that the father knows who the son is, and the son who knows who the father. Because the father and son have to know who each other are. So they know through a Rav. But once they know to arrive, then after 30 days, then you get cycled out of chazakas. So there's no, the Gemara in Chulin is not against Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua. La'olam Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua could be right. That rive is not enough direct for dinin nefashos. When you have a dinin nefashos case, you can't come with the rive. Because we say, B'tzilo Eidah, we don't rely on a rive. But on chazak we rely, cycling out of chazakas. That we do rely on. But people living together as a family, after 30 days, we assume that they're a family. A father and a son are living there as father and son. After 30 days, we assume that they're father and son on the level of Seiklin al Achazokas. So, then the Gemara in Chulin, it's not a raya that Dina Nefashos, a naked Dina Nefashos would be enough, that a naked raya would be enough for Dina Nefashos. Just a plain raya all by itself. Raya by itself is maybe not enough for Dina Nefashos. Maybe it's only enough for Isurim. But raya gets me off the ground that after 30 days, I have a Chazok. And therefore, and I'll be cycled on the basis of the Chazok. So therefore, the Gemara in Chulin is not a raya that we use a raya. It's a raya that such thing is right. Because if we know such thing is right, even for Isurim, then the Chazak won't even start. So the Gemara in Chulin is not talking for Dina Nefashos in particular. The Gemara is talking in Isurim. In Isurim, how do I know that such a thing is a raya? Oh, I see it from Makkah of Vimay. How do they even know that they're father and son? Because there's a raya that establishes on the level of Isurim that they're a father and a son. After 30 days, it'll be completely cycle. After 30 days, it'll be good enough for Dina Nefashos also, because cycle Malach Chazak. Agamar, on the other hand, in Sanhedrin, Agamar is busy with cases where you don't have 30 days. You told him it right away. Yeah, the Mitzvah Meira, he's 2 1/3 months after the Bar Mitzvah. And I want to know, is the earliest out? So what do I have? I have a Roiv. So Roiv Noshim would be youngest of Tisha. I have a Roiv. There's no Mitzvah. There's no 30 days involved over there. The whole base of Suffolk is only, there's only 2/3 of a month. There's no, I don't know what it would mean. Anyway, it's hypothetical. There's no Mitzvah over there. It's not even shy to think about a Mitzvah. I want to know, is he really a Sav? I'll be right. If he would marry a woman, she would not be Hukarubra. So that's a right. But there's no Muxakas for 30 days. So that's a plain, naked Roy being Machri and Dinin of Oshas. Or you have a Bas Gimel Shonim, who was a Bas Gimel Shonim. She was Miskadeshes. And now somebody was boiler. Immediately. Not after 30 days. Somebody was boiler immediately. And I want to know, is she an Eshes Ish? Well, maybe she's going to turn out to be an island. Maybe it's in Mekachtos. So I want to use a Roiv. Roiv Nashim are not going to turn out to be an island. There's no Muxakas. It could be 30 days later, maybe there would be. But the case is where he was boiler right away. He was boiler right away. So that's a plain Roiv. Who says a Roiv? So that's the Machlaik Zerif in Ravina from the Beit Devashua. Mela, he says, then what was the other Kasha? The other Kasha was the more answers, Bola Avio. Maybe I told him that somebody was. It's talking about Bala Avio. So yes, Bala Avio is also a Roiv. So what did we gain? Teres is Bala Avio, but he's a Muxa Kriz Avio for 30 days. She's only 3 years old. This guy's been her father for at least 3 years. So there's a Muxa. There was a Muxzokas for 30 days, more than 30 days, that he's her father. So then I don't need that. That's not a case of using Dinin Nefashis. That's not a case of using Roiv for Dinin Nefashis. That's a case of being Soikal Ala Chazokas. Soikal Ala Chazokas. Everybody agrees on Ala Chazokas. And with this, he answers the Rambam. The Rambam said that he brought the Yerushalmi. The Rambam said Soikin ala Chazokas, and the Rambam said Raya Ladover that was Soikin ala Chazokas. So then the Makkah of him, maybe he's not his father. So Raya Soikin ala Chazokas. What do you mean Soikin ala Chazokas? The Gemara in Chulin says it has to do with Roiv. Doesn't see, but that's the Teretz. Of course it has to do with Roiv, because without the Roiv there won't be a Chazokah. But now that there's a Roiv, there's a Chazokah too, and therefore we kill him based on Soikin ala Chazokas. In the Shuvah, it's like one target. He packs it all in at that one. That's what he says. Very interesting. Mahalach. Very fertile.
What does the Chazaka exactly add? What's it added?
Right. So there's two problems with this Nesivus. Two questions. First of all, I just posed a question to Chazman. He wanted to gain the Rambam. The Rambam says that, you know, Raya Ladover, the Soikin Ala Chazokas, within the Makkah of Ima. So the question was, what do you mean? That's Mitin Roiv. So the Torah says, yeah, it starts with the Roiv. But now that you have a Roiv, now there's a Chazokah. Now it works with Soikin Ala Chazokas. That would be good if he passed like a Vunder Beit Yavshua, that Roiv by itself is not enough for Dinin Nefashos. So you have to come out to the Chazokah afterwards. But we pass like a Vino, that you can kill, that Roiv is enough for Dinin Nefashos all by itself without Soikin Ala Chazokas. So how do kushel duchta? So why do you need a what? Who says by makor avima that it's cycling ala chazokas? Maybe it's a pasha to roiv. We pass in the kavina that a roiv by itself is enough for dinin nefashos. That's a technical problem. Then there's a more profound problem. We won't answer the Rambam. We'll answer the other kashas. No. But there's a more profound problem on the nesivus. See, maybe the Chemer Shlomo himself asked that. I'm not sure. The Chemer Shlomo, the next Shuvah, Simon Yubeis, is what he writes back to the Nesivus. I have to check if he does talk about it. He doesn't like this Nesivus. I don't remember exactly why. I have to check if this is objection. I'm not positive. But I'll put it, there's another problem here, which is what you're touching on. What does 30 days give me? The basic idea here of the Nesivus is that maybe a Roy by itself is not enough for dealing with fascists. But after 30 days, it becomes a chazok. A little hard to understand. If the roiv creates the chazokah, so why does it have to wait for 30 days? Now, I understand the concept of 30 days more like the case of a woman who moved into Yerushalayim with her son. And we don't know anything, and we really have no basis to know that this is her son and this is the mother. But they're living together as mother and son for a day, for 2 days, for a week, for a month. So it gets stronger and stronger. After 30 days already, they've been living together as mother and son. Nobody's questioned. Nobody said boo. And so after 30 days, it becomes an assumption that we no longer have to question. So I understand the concept there of 30 days. But by a father and son, case is not that they moved in here from somewhere where we know whence not. It's a case where we think we know everything. We know that they went to the hospital, the father and mother went to the hospital, and the mother was delivered of a baby, and they signed the birth certificate that the name of the father is so-and-so, and we assume he's the father because we have a Rav Bila Sachar about. So, but that by itself, Sir Rabbuna Rishu says, that by itself is not enough to kill, because only a Rav, maybe his Rav is not enough for Dini Nefoshes. So we have to wait 30 days. What happens more after 30 days that we didn't have right away? What is the mezuzah? What is 30 days of your mezuzah? I know more after 30 days, or I'm more certain after 30 days than I was at the beginning. So a little bit hard to understand over here that the role of the 30 days. So I guess it's not impossible to say that, you know, when the Rav is fresh, so that I'm relying on the Rav. But after 30 days, it's like I don't have to look at the Rav anymore. Now it's just something we've always been assuming, and we have this new, we don't go back and open the old files. Something which we've been assuming, and we've been working on that assumption for 30 days, so now that becomes set in stone, and we don't have to, now when a Dina Nefashis question arises, I don't have to resort to the Rav. I just resort to the fact that everybody knows it's his father. So maybe, I'm not saying this is an insuperable objection to the Nesivos. But nonetheless, it's a very radical thought in the Nesivos to think, and a little bit counterintuitive. Without the Nesivos, I would say that 30 days in the Gemara, when the Rambam talks about 30 days, when the Gemara talks about 30, when the Yerushalmi talks about 30 days, they're talking about cases of a mother and a daughter, or a family where nobody knows anything about them, but they've been here for 30 days and everybody thought they're a family. So there we have this concept of 30 days. The Nesivos is coming along and he's applying that concept of 30 days to a case where I have a Rav, I know everything, I have a Rav, and I established the paternity on the basis of the Rav, and somehow that by itself, according to Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, is not enough for Dina Nefashos, and 30 days later, all of a sudden, now it's no longer Rav, now it's a Chazok and Soiklin ala Chazokas. That's already a very radical step beyond this Nesivos. So there's a Shmaitzin.
Where does the Nesivos see anything about Chazok from the Gemara suggestion in Chula and Horias? That seems to be just based off rule. That the rule is that he's not going to be, that if first has further from there, that's just a rule that he's not going to be a traitor.
Right, so Josephus is answering. Josephus is answering, what's your Rav Huna Bar Yehuda going to do with that Gemara? What happened to Bitsil Eidah? And he didn't have the right. So he's saying, what happened to Bitsil Eidah? Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says, by the end of the don't go Basar Rav. So how can the Gemara in Chul say you go Basar Rav? So he said, no. The Gemara in Chul is talking about a level of Isurim. We go Basar Rav to establish that it's his father. How do we kill on that basis? Because 30 days later, there's a chazak.
And so where's the chazak by Haragas and Nefesh?
Oh, there's a chazak that you're not going to kill this guy. There's a chazak, one second, there's a roi, but this guy's not a treifa. Good question, one second. There's a roi, but this guy's not a treifa. Kill the guy. You killed somebody. Maybe it was a treifa. So it was a really not a treifa. Yeah, it's a good question. I think I have to say that, you have to say that since for the last 30 days he's been a chuksuk that he's been a
lishitzuch. Only 12 months, like the Gemara said earlier, by the camera, right?
Oh, but Yerushalmi say you can't do that retroactively. You can't say since the guy's been alive for the last 12 months,
right.
So I know that 12 months ago he wasn't a tefillah. So that we don't do. Because that's, we don't, it's fine. So there's no chazok in Meikar, but there was certainly a rive. So there was a rive, but everybody has a rive. Everybody's a rive and not a tefillah. And therefore everybody is now covered by initial lishitzuch. But this guy, for time immemorial, since he was born, was covered by a chazaka. This guy was covered by a chazaka that he's not a treifer, and you're not allowed to kill him.
So what was the Gemara bringing from Rav? If he had a chazaka since he was born.
Then no, because if there was no Rav, then he wouldn't have a chazaka when he was born. He was born a treifer.
But this is sorry.
No, he's chuksuk that for the last 30 days he's been in the Israel of Lo Yitzchak. So we've been assuming all along that this guy's a Ben Kayama whom you're not allowed to kill. I mean, not allowed to kill the Treif either, but you're not allowed to kill the level of Lisitzuch. So since we've been assuming all along that this guy's a Lisitzuch, and Sivas doesn't address this directly, but I think we're going to have to say along those lines. We'll see in the Shmaitz such a Diburim also. Since we've been assuming all along that he's Be'issu Lisitzuch, so maybe he's Huchzuch that he's Be'issu Lisitzuch.
But then just the lines of where the rule and the Chazaka start, so like that's so clear to me then. Like, okay, it was a rule. The Gemara just approves it as a rule.
It's a rove to get the second al chazaka started. Without a rove, we never knew that he's not a treifa. From the get go, everybody's a sofik treifa. So every person is a sofik treifa from the very beginning. Everybody was a sofik treifa from the beginning. So nobody was ever muchzuk b'isul yisirzuch. So how do you ever kill a reseach? The guy's not becheskes in isul yisirzuch. But now there's a concept of rove. So every person has a rov that they're not a treifa. So every person walks around with the chazaka that they're becheskas in isul yisirzuch, and therefore if they get killed, so now we can kill the reseach. Mikayach sekla al chazaka. So we've been assuming all along this guy's a ben kayama. Why should we mistake it now?
Every rov by definition means that it's a divide you could go after it. So it's just going to be a percentage thing when we say that rov.
No, sometimes a rov doesn't create. Sometimes the rov doesn't have enough time to create a chazaka.
It's just a bit in time?
Yeah, 30 days. That's how the Nesivus is learning. So again, that's where one of the things we're asking the Nesivus is, it's hard to understand what the time gives me more than I have from the Rav itself. I understand it more by the family who came out of nowhere, family from nowhere, after 30 days, so all right, don't worry about where they came from. But in a case where we know the facts, we know the Rav, we know that it's built on a Rav, so what's 30 days later any better? But the Nesivus holds that nonetheless, there's such a concept that after 30 days, we don't ask anymore, how do I know? B'shas Maisa, how do you know? You know, Rav. Maybe it's Ilay, then maybe Rav's not enough. After 30 days, you don't ask anymore, how do I know? I know because I've been assuming this all along. So I don't question anymore my assumptions.
Just by
Anita
also
20 30 days? Chusuk Anita was trying to sell a feed in his 30 days. He holds that everything needs 30 days. Could be anyway, so that probably anyway. In the Rambam board, Chusuk Anita was trying to sell not for 30 days. I think that's so clear. Do you need 30 days for all these cases? Yeah, I think it's about like a pesukim. If chusuk need to be shkain asel, the nesivus is reading the Rambam, you always need 30 days. So I'm some of this too.
There's a Tosfot in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin talks about different levels of rov. Why can't you say that after 30 days it's a higher level of rov?
Why can't we higher level of rov in Dilma Lav Ovavu? In Dilma Lav Ovavu, it's a higher level of rov after 30 days.
I'm saying once, you know, at the beginning when they start living with each other, it's like it's a certain amount of rov, but it's not as strong as 30 days. It's much higher level, and we have a higher level of.
Okay, fine. If you want to learn the Gemara over there of Chesed Chazokas is a kind of rov, so then fine, it's a kind of rov. But the Nesivus learning not the way. The Chesed Chazokas is something that's different than rov. That you have, you know, rov ilus achar abal, you know, it's a rov of paternity at birth, but 30 days later there's something more. He understands, many achrenim understand this, but the sugya of chazokas is not, because it's a very ambiguous sugya over there in Kiddush, in that case. But a lot of the Shmaitz also understands that the din of sugya of chazokas is not a plain ordinary, is not a plain rov, not even a rubit lesser kamon. Because I wouldn't need a sugya to discuss, it's not only a sugya about sugya of malkin ala chazokas. We also need to just going to say as a case of malkas. I need a gemara, I need a, and it's machaikas of yoichin and reshlokas. Reshlokas is not sugya of malkin ala chazokas. I need a yoichin to tell me a separate chiddush that you're loika on a rov. I think that's part of why the most achrayim learned that this is some new principle. Not just a regular rov. The Rambam's also master of this whole thing. There's no raya brura, even though there's no raya brura, and raya l'dover by makov v'imoy, there's no raya brura, but it's a new din, sekhman al chazokas. It's not master Rambam telling me din a rov. It's a rov. I need a whole log over here. Raya l'dover that the. It certainly sounds the Rambam. This is some new principle of Seiklin ala Chazokas. So Nesivus makes it a 30 days principle. That's a psachidus. It's a 30 days principle. After 30 days, whatever birurim we had, we need B'shas Maisa. But after 30 days, you don't have to come out to the birur. After 30 days, this is what I've been assuming all along. I assume. So I don't question anymore. I don't reopen the question. The Shmeitzer, in Shmeitzer Dalet, Halacha, Sim Shmeitzer Dalet Perikves, has a slightly different take than the Messias. He doesn't quote the Messias. Shmaitz is not coming to answer the Ron's question. He doesn't address it at all. Shmaitz has a different issue. Shmaitz is bothered. My question of Tosfos is also really in Baruch HaMecho Zion. We have Shmuel said Ein Hochem B'Momen Achah Harov. Tosfos in Hevin Nakimel says that that's only a shacharoy, but a regular, a strong roy. Shmuel agrees we go by mamon acharoy. But Tosfos Baba Kama says no, it's a blanket rule. Ain't hilchon by mamon acharoy ever. The roy is not strong enough to be made from a mukhs. So the Shmaisa asked in the name of his brother, the Puntus of Seikas, he says, a person not mukhsik in the neshama? So if a roy is not enough to be made from a mukhsik mamon, how could a roy be enough to be made a person's neshama? How can you kill on papi a roy? If Shmuel holds you can't even use a roi to be meisi mamon, so how can Agamara say that Maskonas Agamara that you can use a roi for dinin nefashos? How could it be? How can a roi be strong enough for dinin nefashos? So the question itself, whether it's a legitimate question, Shalom Achayim, Machana talks and others, maybe it's not a kasha. Maybe a cheskes mamon is a special din. A roi is not meisi from a cheskes mamon. Maybe nefashos doesn't. Think of a chon as a nusach. He says, "I can't with a person has a mukzokas in his money that it's his and not somebody else's, but a person does not have a mukzokas in the neshama that it's his and not the Ribbono Shel Olam." So if the Torah is that he's chayim misa, so there's no mukzokas. But upon him, the Shmaitzer says that it's a kushya atzuma. How could it be that we don't go by mamon acharay and we go by nefoshes acharay? And therefore, the Shmaitzer says that he thinks it's takan axiom that for dini nefashos, you cannot use a roiv. Not a roiv, and not a chazoka. You need edim. He says it's a drosha. Al pishtayim edim yokum dover, v'loy al pi roiv v'chazoka. The Shmaitz is drosha. You need a raya brewer. Just like my mom, you need a raya brewer, it means you need edim. Because by nefashos you have to have a raya brewer. So what's going on in Agamar? Agamar says that Ravina says that we do go by dina nefashos basarav. Says the Shmaitzer, that in Agamar the Gemara means when you have a roy with the mukzakus and that. Because the Shmaitzer holds, and here he takes issue with the Nesivus. The Nesivus holds that the mukzakus, Sekun al Chazak, is only after 30 days. No matter what, all the Shmaitzer holds that you don't have to wait for 30. You need 30 days by the family, you know, when they came out of nowhere. You need 30 days to establish that they're a family. That kind of mukzakus, you know. Who says they're a family? After 30 days, we assume. But he says, when you have a beer of roiv, that this woman, Lamashal, is an Eishes Ish. So, Lagabi Surim, I was Mevar, that there's a roiv that she's an Eishes Ish. So then immediately, she is Mukhsuk after Eishes Ish, Lagabi Misa as well. Meaning, Sidabi Surim, I certainly could rely on the roiv. And the roiv tells me that this woman, you have to conduct yourself towards her like she's an Eishes Ish. Because there's a roiv that she's an Eishes Ish, maybe she's going to be in islands. So there's a roiv she's an Eishes Ish. So Lagabi Surim, the roiv has spoken that she's an Eishes Ish. Once the roiv has spoken Lagabi Surim that she's an Eishes Ish, so now she's muksuk that she's an Eishes Ish, Lagabi Misa as well. In other words, the roiv over here is not coming straight onto the Shalad Din Nefashos. The roiv is first establishing the Isra Eishes Ish. And that it could do. Once the roiv establishes an Isra Eishes Ish, then now when the question arises late, no, right away there's a roif that she's an Eishes Ish, she can't be Baal, can't be Makadosh, she can't be Mesiachet with her, she's an Eitzes Ish. Can't say Kriish. Whatever, she's an Eitzes Ish. So now the Rebbe has spoken. Now, a month later, it comes a shaila, somebody was Bala. Is he Chai Misa not? So now, she's an Eitzes Ish. I don't reopen the question, how do you know she was an Eitzes Ish? I already established that she was an Eitzes Ish with the Rebbe. That creates a Muxokos. That creates a Muxokos. He connects it to the Sugin Daf Pei of Soikon Al HaChazokas, even though Chorei is a little bit different. The Sugin Daf Pei in Kiddushin of Soikon Al HaChazokas was that there was never just this family living together, and after 30 days we create this assumption that she's an Eitzes Ish. He connects this to what in a way is a different idea, that once the wife has spoken in Yenisurim, so now she's Becheskes Eitzes Ish, and she's a Becheskes Eitzes Ish to Gabi other things as well. In the Shemais' mind, he sees those two things as connected. Apparently understood that the same idea, but just like by after 30 days, I don't revisit the question, because I've already established, by 30 days of they've been living together, it's already been established that they're a family, so now I don't revisit the question after 30 days. So in a similar way, after it's already been established that she's an Eitzes Ish, here doesn't need 30 days. The Rebbe right away establishes that she's an Eitzes Ish, and she's also be Isser Eitzes Ish. Once it's been established, so it no longer has to be questioned. And Melis, we'll get to the Nefoshes as well. He compares it to, there's a famous Rambam in Perek Design of Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam talks about the following case. It's Yerushalmi, really, I think. You should be. A famous case. You have a piece of fat, we don't know if it's chaylev or shuman, and an echel comes and made that it's chaylev. And then somebody comes and eats it, another eden. So it says the Rambam is chayev malchus. I one eden. How do you even malchus? You only know that it's chaylev with one eden. One eden is not enough for malchus. So Rambam says, no, Israel pi ein echel yutzuk. That's why it's called Yuxuk, this principle. Like, Israel ki erechad Yuxuk. The erechad is enough to establish that it's chaylev. Once it's chaylev, if you eat it, you chayev malchus. So, of course, you need two edim that he ate it, because that's your edim on the malchus. But you don't need two edim on the original establishment that it's chaylev. Once an erechad established that it's chaylev, so now it's chaylev, I don't question that later. The Shmaitz understood that that's the same principle at work. Once an erechad established that it's chaylev, so that's it, it's established. I don't re-question that in the light of subsequent development. I don't re-question that. It's been established. Once it's established, it's over. Now we can close the file and we don't have to look back. So he says, that's the same idea of that we have over here. Once the Rav established the season Eishes Ish, I can close the file and I don't have to look back. And he connects it again, he connects the concept of Ayusha Pirecha Yuxot to the Gemara in Kiddush Napay in Atzar Yuxot of Seikun Al HaChazokas. All these things are fertile for disagreement. The other Achayim disagree. They say, that's a special halacha by Eidos. That an echad really neman lakol. Just we are not mekabelin an echad normally for malchus, but once we're mekabelin for Yisroel, it's 100% an emonus. This right, maybe your Shmaitz is wrong. Maybe that's not the havon on Israel pei echad yuchsuf. Shmaitz understood that an Israel pei echad yuchsuf, the Rambam's principle, is a kind of muksokas principle. Once we've established the inyan Yisurim that this is chaylev, then we close the file. And later, when it's negated to other level, to higher level things, to malchus. Hardly the Shmaitz understood even to the Nefoshes. Kiddush didn't say it in the Rambam. Rambam said it for Malchus. Some Achayim say the Rambam only said it for Malchus, didn't say it for Misa. If it's only for Malchus, Malchus has to do with the fact you're not allowed to do it. The Eidech is Chayyid, not allowed to eat it. So that's enough for Malchus. Maybe for Misa, you didn't know that Klapi Shmaya Gali, it's really Eishes Ish. But the Shmaitz understood, no, it's a Mukhzokas principle. Once we've established Linyan Yisurim, it's established, close the file and throw it out, now it's Chayyid. And now the consequences are that if you eat it, you're Malchus. And he goes, that's the pshat in the Gemara. It's connected, it's related in his mind to the concept of Soikon al HaChazokas. Once we've established that she's a Nidah, because every Nidah. So even though later on we want to give him Malchus, for Malchus you don't really have a Raya. Malchus, doesn't matter, we've established that she's a Nidah. We close the file. Once she's Huxuk al Nidah b'shechein Yisrael, so everybody considers to be a Nidah, so she's established as a Nidah. We don't revisit that question now when it comes out that somebody was actually a Boiler. Not exactly the same. The Shmaitzer puts these things together. So therefore, the main event here is the Shmaitz learned a new pshat in Agamar. That in Agamar, he says that really for dinin nefoshes, roiv is not enough. Roiv is not enough. Chazok is not enough. You have to have a raya brura be'edim. The Gemara that by us, Ravina, when he says by us that we are that roiv is enough for dinin nefoshes, he means roiv is enough to establish that she's an Eishes Ish, and once she's an Eishes Ish. So I Israel Piroiv Yuxuk, to paraphrase, I Israel Piroiv Yuxuk, And now she's an Eshish Lechal Dover, and he's Chayim Misa if he's Baalah. It's very Mechudish in the Gemara. The Chayim point out that the Me'iri seems to say such a thing in the Sugya. The Me'iri Baalah says that according to Ravino, and he quotes the Gemara, and the Me'iri quotes the Gemara about Seifman al Chazak. That's a very cryptic Me'iri, but it sounds like he's saying something along the lines of the Shmaitz. The Roiv by itself is not enough. The Roiv creates that now it's Seifman al Chazak. The naked Roiv would not be enough. The Roiv creates that now I establish that it's Osir. Once I've established that it's Osir, so I can now, that's it, it's Osir. So now you're Seifman al Yodah. Then the Shmaitz continues and he says, and what about Mitzrayim? How does that work with Mitzrayim? We have three cases where we have to count to three. So Mitzrayim is the same thing. The Rav establishes that he's a Mitzrayim Mitzrayim le'inyin Isurim, that he has an Isur of I guess it was Seichel Adam. So this fellow who's 2 3 months past his bar mitzvah. So first I want to say, does he have an Isur Mitzrayim Mitzrayim? On the level of Isurim, is he Musar to be Zayil Mitzrayim? So we say, yeah, for that a Rav is good enough. The Rav said that he's Musar to be Zayil, that he's a person who's subject to, he's in the parsha of Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, he's not allowed to be Zayil Mitzrayim. The ones that established that he's a Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, because the Rav spoke that he's a Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, he's in the Isser of Altihi B'Zayil Yayim B'Zayil Vosser, he's in the Isser of L'Sechel Al Adon, so now already I'm a Chayiv Misa too, and I don't, we question how do I really, he's a Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. This is Mechudosh Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. Maybe it's a little bit connected to the issue we had at the beginning of the parak about how much is the Chiyav Misa Ben Tzayim Meirah connected to the Lava Ben Tzayim Meirah. Maybe it's totally in those in Yonim. But that's how he says. But then he comes to the most problematic one, which is Eidus Mucheshes. Eidus Mucheshes, the Chayra, this one's not like the others. Eidus Mucheshes, we want to know, do I have an Eidus for Dinah Nefoshes? Two Eidus were made, that he was a Chayis Haragas and Ephesh. One guy said it was on the second of the month, the other guy said it was the third of the month. So we use a Rav to make it into a good Eidus. Most people are not keen b'kibud l'yach. Here, l'chayr, the Rav is speaking direct to a din nefashos issue. Here, it's not analogous to other cases. No yuchzik over here. I have a shiloh. Do I have a good edus for din nefashos? I want to invoke a Rav that Rav people are not keen b'kibud l'yach. So that's a Rav that's mamish speaking to din nefashos. So what's the shmaitz? How does this one work? Says the so Shmaitz himself talks about it. The Shmaitz says, no, there is a different idea. Because he says, Taisa says in Rav Gimel that if Ein Holchim B'Mamanach HaRoiv, so how do you ever Mechayev by Dinim Mamanus? How are you Mechayev with Roiv Dayanim? Ein Holchim B'Mamanach HaRoiv. Taisa says, no, the Dayan, the third Dayan is Kiman D'Lesa. The Dayan who's outvoted is Kiman D'Lesa. He says the same thing over here. The miyut, I have to establish that it's an edus. The miyut is command the lesson. Very cryptic thing. He says it very fast. The Shmaitzer. L'chori means al derech zeh. The rov over there is not this. It's not direct on the Nidin Foshes either. I have a shaila. Is this an edus or is this a valid edus or an edus mucheshes? There's a rov that's a valid edus. There's a miyut that is an edus mucheshes. The rov tells me that it's a valid edus. Once it's a valid edus, it's not cool that I'm killing al pi roiv. But just like by dayonim, how do you kill al pi roiv dayonim? How do you make simam with roiv dayonim? And halchem mamon acharoiv. There it says, I'm not actually being make simam with roiv dayonim. I need roiv dayonim to establish the psak. But once I establish the psak is the mitzvah command the lesson based on establish the psak. I have now a kosher psak based on. I'm mitzi mamon with the psak based on. I'm not mitzi mamon with the roiv. I need the roiv to mechir the din. But once I'm mechir the din, I'm mitzi mamon with the din, not with the roiv. Because al derech zeh, I'm not mitzi. I'm not hoyrig. When I have this edus that might be my questions, it might not. I'll be roiv. It's not, but maybe it is. The roiv establishes that it's a valid edus. But the roiv. I'm not hoyrig with the roiv. The roiv establishes it's a valid edus. Now I'm hoyrig with the edus. That's what he explains. Chayr is very schwer, even if we can understand the svar. The svar is not so easy to understand either. But even if we understand the svar, it's still not the same as the other two. So what? So the Gemara is talking about apples and oranges. Here we have a concept of yuchsuk. You know, the other two cases are concept of yuchsuk. That if I have a roiv that something is osur. So once it's osur, or that something is he's a mitzvah mayra, I have arrived that this eishasish is osur. She's beishasish. She's beisur eishasish. So now it's established that she's an eishasish, and now I throw away the file, and now I can be hurried. Now I can be hurried. Here we have a different issue entirely. That when I have arrived, by dayanim, when I have arrived, that's a valid edus. So since it's arrived, that it's a valid edus. So I'm not hurried up the arrive. I'm hurried up the edus. So new lundus. But the Gemara compares the three. The Gemara seems to bring this case of Eidus Mukheshes as a riot to Ravina's halacha. What does one thing have to do with the other? These are totally different things. Rav Shimon in Shar Gimel, he brings the Shmeitz, and he's very, and doesn't like the Shmeitz at all. And I think this is one of his problems with the Shmeitz, I think. He says altogether he thinks the Shmeitz is Shmeitz. He says, happened the Gemara in Tzotkin al Chazokas didn't quote this Gemara, and this Gemara doesn't quote the Gemara about Tzotkin al Chazokas. Although, then he does quote the Gemara about Tzotkin al Chazokas. But if Shimon says, it doesn't sound like the Gemara about Tzotkin al Chazokas, it sounds like the Gemara about, can you use Raif Adin and Fashas?
By the Rov on Gimel, it's a case of Isla Kama. So it makes sense that we could say that the Gezer Sikasu Vachir, Rabbi Mahatos is coming to say that the other Mir is like it's not there.
Right.
When it comes to Isla Kama, what's the.
Right, the Chayim is not the same. I think it just means, but still, the Rov is establishing the validity of the Eidos. The Rov is not directly talking to the Nidafashis.
We still have to keep in mind the Mir in the case of Isla Kama.
So maybe not. I'm only using the Rov to establish this is an Eidos. Once it's an Eidos, so I don't say this is an Eidos, Rav Eidos. This is 100% an Eidos. I need a Rav that's not an Eidos Mukheshes. But once it's not an Eidos Mukheshes, then it has a real din of an Eidos. Yeah, Ka'omer, the Svar is Mechudish, but even if we get a handle on the Svar, it's not the same as the other two cases. So I just want to say the last part. I want to just finish the thing. I think maybe we can save Shad in this Shmeitzer. We matter like this. We already saw in the Ran that the Ran says that the Machlekes, well, we interpreted the Ran, that the Machlekes of Inner Avuner Reishu is not do we go Bosser Roy by Din Nefashis. That's not the Shad. Why do we go Basarev and Dinin Nefashis? The Gemara Chulin, we go Basarev and Dinin Nefashis. The Machalik says, do we deploy Beitzimel Eida to undermine the Rav? So that's what God said. Well, if you're going to save all the Ravs, you don't say Beitzimel Eida, you're going to say this Ravs, you do say Beitzimel Eida. But Akapana, we saw in the Ran, it's very Geshmak in the Lashon of the Gemara, Bams, the basic idea of the Ran. The Gemara doesn't say this, the Machalik is about Rav and Dinin Nefashis. The Ravina says it's a Rav, you go Basarev Rav. And Avuna Beit Rishu said, what about Vitzilo Eidah? Here is this new concept of Vitzilo Eidah that somehow the right by itself would be enough bira. But Avuna Beit Rishu didn't say, Alpi Shnayim Eidah, Yochum Dovah, will I help you, Rav? He agrees that Rav is good enough. Maybe with Yosef like the Shmaitzah. He has this new taina of Vitzilo Eidah. The new taina of Vitzilo Eidah somehow undermines the Rav. What does Vitzilo Eidah give me that undermines the Rav? So I want to suggest that maybe with the Shmaitzah we can understand the Rav better. Right by itself is really not enough. Let's go on with the world of the Shmeitzer. Right by itself is not a raya brewer, and you can't really kill somebody with the right. You need Eidim, Teres Elf Yishayim, Eidim Yochum Dover, Eidech is not good enough for a right. Says the Ran, it can't be. If a right is not Mighty Mom, and a right is not good enough for Dinah Nefashis either. So how do we kill with the right? Said the Shmeitzer, he also said. With the concept of circular al Chazokas. That means. Once I establish she's an Eishasish with the Rav, that Rav could do. Rav could say, this lady is an Eishasish, she's the Isser Eishasish. So that's it. I close the file. Now I treat her as an Eishasish. And now if somebody's boiler, I say, you were boiler an Eishasish. I don't go back and ma'ur the Nishkochos and say, you know, how do I know she's an Eishasish? She's Muxik, but she's an Eishasish. So now you're Chayim Misa, being boiler. You don't have to bring now Rias Eidim, but she's. You have a Muxik, Soiklan Allah Chazok. Says the Funa Beit Yehoshua, no. There's a concept of Yitzhu Eidah. Yitzhila Eidah means we have to do Hatzalah. Hatzalah means that we have to, we reopen the old books. Normally we go through life, we're oblivious to the past, we take things for granted. She's an Eish HaShish, everyone knows she's an Eish HaShish. Good enough for me. It's good enough for everybody else up till now. It's good enough for me. She's an Eish HaShish. Comes along with Yeshua and says, that's Yitzhila Eidah. Yitzhila Eidah means you go hire a detective and you go investigate. And you go see, maybe there's something that was missed. You go open up, you do, what do they call it with political candidates? You vet. You have to vet the case. You have to go look at all the old files and see how do you really know she's an Eish HaShish and check it up on what basis was it established. And that's the halacha of Yitzhila Eidah. Therefore, says Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua, Yitzhila Eidah means you can't rely on chazakas. Yitzhila Eidah means you have to go reopen the question, how do you know she's an Eish HaShish? And what are they going to tell you? Oh, she's an Eish HaShish, but Rav. So Rav, why is Rav for Dina Nefashis? Once you've opened up the question, how do you know she's an Eish HaShish? Then Rav's not good enough for Dina Nefashis. That's good for the zog of Yitzhila Eidah. Yitzhila Eidah says, don't rely on what everybody's been assuming up till now. You have to reopen the question. How do you know she's an Eish HaShish? That's the Maisa Hatzolah. So again, you know, it says around, if it's a question of all the rights in the world, we don't do Hatzolah. We don't do that kind of vetting. So then we just go with the Muxakas. We can go with the Muxakas. But when there's a Chiyav Hatzolah, the Chiyav Hatzolah tells us that we have to reopen the old questions. Reopen the old questions. What? How do you know she's an Eish HaShish? Oh, a Rav. Rav can't get to kill somebody with the Rav. What happened throughout? It's not a raya brewer. Al derech zeh by edus mukhashis. Of course, there's a different principle. It's not mukzokas. It's the fact that once I've established it's an edus, it's a valid edus. Now I kill with the edus, not with the roiv. But as far as v'tzilu edus is concerned, it's this, the v'tzilu edah undermines that in the same way. What does v'tzilu edus say? You're coming to me with the edus. So ordinarily, they'll say it's an edus. You're worrying now. How do I know it's an edus? I'm giving you an edus. You don't know if there's no the backstory how it became an edus. Not your problem. We establish that it's an Eidus. Comes along Yitzhila Eidah and says, Yitzhila Eidah means, no, you have to open up all the backstories. You have to go everything, you can't take anything for granted, because the Chiyav HaTzolah. The Chiyav HaTzolah says things that the halacha normally takes for granted, you don't take for granted, and you have to check everything over again at the level of Dinei Nefashos. So up to, ordinarily, without the Dinei of Yitzhila Eidah, I would say, the Rav is not to kill him, the Rav is to be Machshir the Eidus, that it's not an Eidus Mukheshes. Now it's not an Eidus Mukheshes, I'm killing him with the Eidus. The halacha of Yitzhila Eidah says that you have a right, because of Yitzhila Eidah, to open up things, that to reopen all these the underlying assumptions. So you want to tell me this is Eidus, that's based on an underlying assumption that it's not Eidus Mukheshes. Where did that come from? That came from a right. Yitzhila Eidah says you have to open up that old question too. And then already, what are you going to have? A right's not enough for Dina Nefashis. That's Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua's time of Yitzhila Eidah. So I think maybe the Shmaitz and the Ran, they shed light on each other. It's really one. It's one issue. The issue is: do we say yuchsuk or not say yuchsuk? Why do we say yuchsuk? The shaila is: does the Yitzhila Eidah undermine yuchsuk? Because the whole idea of Yitzhila Eidah is that we open up the old assumptions, and now already they have to speak directly to the Dinei Nefashos. That's negate to yuchsuk, and it's negate to the Eidus. Each one hakadisa, but it's the same idea of Yitzhila Eidah. The other thing is also good. Reb Shimon asked on the Ksais. The Gemara doesn't talk of here. How come, if this is a sugi about Yuchsuk, and Rabina and Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua are arguing about Yuchsuk, Sakhna Gemara and Kedushin, that's talked about Sakhna al Chazokas, didn't mention this Gemara, and vice versa? They said, no, this is not a sugi about Sakhna al Chazokas. Everybody agrees Sakhna al Chazokas. A family comes in for 30 days, they're a family, so they're a family, and Sakhna al Chazokas, and that's good for Dinei Nefashos too. And Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua doesn't argue on that, because their Yitzhila Eidah is not going to help me. What's Yitzhila Eidah going to say? We're going to ask, how do you know they're a family? They're a family because they're here for 30 days, we mastic them as a family. That's it. That's bedrock. So there's no din of Yitzhila Eidah. There's no rive that underlies it. It's a din of Shloshim Yoyim makes the Chazaka. Shloshim Yoyim makes the Chazaka. Yitzhila Eidah doesn't undermine that. But here you don't have Shloshim Yoyim, and Shloshim Yoyim wouldn't make a difference because Shloshim Yoyim over here wasn't most of anything. Here it's a different din that the rive created a Muxakos. The rive created an assumption. The rive created an assumption that she's an Eish HaShish. Yitzhila Eidah says, question that assumption. How do you know she's an Eish HaShish? Only with the rive. Rive can't be enough for din of Nefashos. You need a raya brewer. So in Chanami, that's why the Gemara over here doesn't talk about Tzoklan HaZokas, because the Gemara is not arguing with Tzoklan HaZokas. Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua agrees with Tzoklan HaZokas. You can kill with the Chazoka. In the case of the Gemara in Ksuvah Stapei, execution Stapei rather, of a family that was there for 30 days, or Uksukun Nidah B'Shechein Aysa, and so on, where there is no Rav below. It's a din, 30 days creates a Muxakos. So it creates a Muxakos for Nidah Nefashos also. Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua doesn't argue on that. But in our Gemara, we're not building anything on 30 days. There is 30 days. Mechatez 30 days would make a difference. It's not the world of the Nesivas, that Agamar is also 30 days. In Agamar, it's a different kind of Yuchsuk. An agama, it's a yuchsuf that's created not by 30 days of convention. It's the fact that the rav spoke and said she's an eishes ish. So now I assume she's an eishes ish, and afterwards I want to be circled on that basis. And that Rav Huna ben Yeshua says, one second, the Yitzil Eid allows me to go and question the assumption that she's an eishes ish all over again. And then already it's only a rav. A rav is not enough for the din of the And likewise by Edis, and likewise by Ben Sayyamayah. Okay, that's it. I'll have a look at it. Good job.